Welcome to the Showbiz Success Secrets Podcast. We're dedicated to helping you earn more as an entertainer. Hey there, it's Jesse Lewis here with the Showbiz Success Secrets Podcast. I want to welcome you to this episode and talk about the five real signs that you should probably raise your rates. And I know that increasing rates is something that most entertainers are putting a lot of planning into and a lot of thought and something that they worry about. You really need to evaluate your current situation, but you also need to look at the market and the overall industry, of course. And the entertainment industry can be really, really diverse. We've got birthday party guys working for pizza, and then we've got guys making $250,000 for a show. So I hope your rate is somewhere in between there, and if it is, good to go. Now, who am I to talk about increasing rates? Well, my very first show, I got paid $150. My second show, I got paid $800. My third show, I did for free. So I know that you can have different rates for different clients. And the impact of a rate increase might have a negative effect on your clients, but also may have a positive effect on your clients as well. You know, a lot of entertainers raise their rates every year, and others do it more sporadically for a real variety of reasons. And even more haven't raised their rates since the 80s. So if you're in the group that raises them once in a while, and if you're wondering if now's the right time to do it, well, there's some signs that it might be time to actually increase your rates. So one of the big signs is that you do things that very few people can do. And as entertainers, that's us. It makes sense to those that provide a specialized, sought-after service, like us as entertainers, can charge a premium fee for their work. Now, that might sound crazy, but it's not. If you are being sought out because you have a very special product, a very special show that they can't find anywhere else, and you haven't raised your rates in a while, well, it's probably a good time. The next thing to consider is if you actually resent your clients because you feel like you're being underpaid. You know, when starting out, a lot of entertainers are tempted to become the lowest cost provider. And that's in order to grab the low-hanging fruit. And low-hanging fruit is fine. It does quickly get the business going. But it's not going to work forever. It's not sustainable. It's not going to give you the long-term staying power that you need to continue the business. The bottom feeders of the industry are the bottom feeders for a reason, and they don't last for very long. They might get business, but it's probably not the right work and the right clients for them. They don't do the work of finding the proper clients for themselves. And they don't feel the satisfaction of growth if you're just a bottom feeder all the time. When you have a low rate, chances are it's a really fast way to actually burn out. And it's one of the things that causes people to not be in business anymore. One of the really first signs that you're not charging enough is feeling that you resent your client for having to go to shows. What do I mean by this? Well, a story about myself. I was doing a 15-hour drive out from my house to go to a show. Way up north in the middle of nowhere, one of those ice death tours that pro wrestlers talk about, but doing it all by myself. And I was way up there in the northern Canada, 16 hours away from home, and I was getting paid $1,000 through an agency. And I found out how much the agent was getting paid. And you have to understand that I'm okay with working with agents. They do their job. That's what they're meant to do, is take a cut. But they were taking over 50%, which is ridiculous. And I did the show, and after the show, I called my agent, and I said, I will never do this for you again for the rate that you've asked me for. I am worth much more than this. And I resented that agent. And it wasn't even the client's fault, but I resented the agent. And now me and the agent have a great working relationship, just simply because of the business processes that I have. But if you're resenting your clients, then chances are you need to raise your rates. Another thing that you can consider is that you haven't raised your rates in a long time. You know, many times we set a rate and it seems to work, so we leave it because we don't want to mess with something that works. But the more you work and the more experience you gain, the quicker you become good at what you do. And the more knowledgeable you are, and the better your show gets. So in order to boost the value of your products and services, you need to ensure you're targeting the right clients for your level of work. A rate increase might be a smart move at that time if you haven't raised your rates in a long time. Another sign that you might need to raise your rates is that you have a huge list of really, really happy clients. When your business has repeat clients who never cease to sing your praises and they're referring you all the time, it really is a sign that you are providing an exceptional value for your clients. And if you consider raising your rates, it's probably a good time when you have those clients that are happy. And you don't have to start with a huge sweeping change. That could potentially hurt your relationships. Start with an incremental increase, quoting a new rate just to the new prospects to see the reaction. If your business continues to grow after that, you can implement the new rate for your entire client base over time. Another thing that you can consider when you're thinking about raising your rates, well, maybe you have more work than you can handle. Well, if you never experience any rate objections and every potential client who you communicate with is ready to sign on the dotted line without any hesitation whatsoever, well, it might be the right time and the right place for a rate increase. Does it seem counterintuitive to raise your rates when you have a lot of clients? Well, it's not. If you want to continue to grow your business, and that's the point of your business, consider the 80-20 rule. If you can position yourself to sell your services at a higher rate for only 20% of your current prospect pool, you have the potential to match or surpass your current income with less work. Yep, you heard me right. If you want to continue to grow your business, you can position yourself to sell your services at a higher rate to only 20% of your current prospect pool. You have the potential to match or surpass your current income with less work. Of course, all these signs really do hinge on the aspects of your business of how you're servicing your clients, whether the increase is warranted for what you're offering. Each situation can call for a rate review. You know, maybe you're working corporate for $2,000 and the market price is $2,500. Well, you don't want to be a bottom feeder because you're a professional, right? You don't want to be the lowest guy on the totem pole, but you probably don't want to be the highest guy on the totem pole either. Maybe a nice medium, just like a steak, a perfect steak, the medium rare steak. Anyway, one thing you can consider is something my good friend Richard Cole taught me, the marketing for entertainers, one of the admins over there. He taught me that every year he increases his rates by the taxes. So if he books a show, say for $3,000, including the taxes this year, next year when they call, he says, okay, yeah, it's $3,000 plus taxes. And he's increased his rates by whatever the taxes are. Every single year. That's just good business. And you can do that too. That's a great strategy to employ. What factors have led you to consider raising your rates? How did you know it was the right time? Have you raised your rates yet? Go over to the Marketing for Entertainers Facebook page. Say, hey, Richard, that's a great idea about raising your rates. Thanks for sharing it with Jesse so he could share it on the podcast. And then head over to the Marketing for Entertainers page, post that, and then talk about what factors lead you to consider raising your rates? How can I help you to raise your rates in a better way? What tools do you need from the podcast? Because I'd be glad to help you out. And when you're done there, you can check out showbizsuccesssecrets.com for more resources. It's over there all the time. It gets updated once in a while. And that's it. Contact me on Facebook if you ever want to do an interview on the podcast. I'll be glad to have you. That's my 10 minutes for this week. Thank you very much. Have a good day. I will see you over at showbizsuccesssecrets.com and the Marketing for Entertainers Facebook forum. Thanks so much.